You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. There will be kathratul haraj. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is the meaning? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kathratul mawta. So many people will pass away and we won't even know why they are passing away. So we can see all these things are happening nowadays. However, three things I have to mention. Whatever condition Almighty Allah Jalla Wala keeps us in, always as a Muslim, we must remain positive with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Chapter 39, verse 53. Never become despondent, disillusioned in the mercy of Almighty Allah. So whether the person is in a clinic, a hospital, or at home, the person is really ill, but always remember, Allah Jalla Wala is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. So that's one. Second one, remember that we don't understand the wisdom of Almighty Allah with our puny little brains. So when our father, mother, someone near and dear passes away, and he passed away with the coronavirus, COVID-19, so tomorrow on the day of justice, they will be resurrected with the shuhada and the martyrs. And remember, never think like this, I want to go away from this town to that town, from this country to that country. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. That the death that you are running away from, remember, it will reach you wherever you are. So therefore, we should always remember, death is a reality. For us as Muslims, we should ensure that we read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِصَالِحِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam and unite me with the pious people, Ya Allah. So these are the things that we should worry and concern ourselves with.
Mukti Sahab, how can one avoid having pride and being a more humble person, especially with the current situation globally?
Remember that if a person has pride and arrogance and so forth, so then a person should always embrace the truth. What is pride? Pride is batarul haq. That, remember, a person does not want to accept the truth. So we must accept the truth, but we must not get trapped into the propaganda of the mainstream media, who have a hidden agenda, a hidden ulterior motive. So we need to sift out what is fact from fake. Second one is this, وَغَمْتُ النَّاسِ. Don't consider ourselves superior and other people inferior. So in that way there, Islam teaches us that what is truth, we must embrace it. Not accepting the truth and rejecting it, that makes a person join Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Shaitan. Aba wastakbara. He defied the command of Almighty Allah due to his pride and arrogance, and then he was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, never to see it again. So today we see people, we see organizations, we see governments, they're not prepared to accept the truth because remember that they are of arrogant and proud. And you can see the circus going on in America. I told you this many a time. And whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there's none to give them power, none to give them honor. See the humiliation and disgrace. So remember that always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa zuqna tiba'a. O Allah, show us the truth and give us the ability, capacity to follow the truth. Wa arina al-batila batila. Show Save us those who are false, whether it be people, organization, government. And warzuqna ijtinaba. Ya Allah, let us stay far, far away from these shaitans who are peddling, propagating the vices and the falsehood and the propaganda. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Moving on with our Q&A session, Mufti Sahib, this person says, I am searching for a husband for my daughter, but they are asking for her photographs without scarf, and I'm hesitant to give the photographs. Please advise, Mufti Sahib.
Remember, you must never fall prey to the satanic ideas. They want to reduce your daughter already to a street lady status, that you must send your daughter's photo without scarf, without this. They will go put it on so many groups. They'll put it on the internet and so forth and so on. And then they can easily blackmail you and so forth. Second one is this is totally haram. So you as a father, mother, always you are worried about your daughters. Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 54. So all of you parents, grandparents, you worried about your daughters and sons, but more so daughters. Ammul banat ilal mamat. People get worried about their daughters till the time they die, because will they get a good spouse? Will they have nice, good, pious children? Will the marriage last? So many things go and cross their mind. So read chapter 25, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهِرًا. And He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, created this human being from that semen and sperm, and made for him a lineage and in-laws. So see, we are, have our lineage, my parents, alhamdulillah, and then we married, we have father-in-law, mother-in-law. That's different issue, they all passed away, so we make dua for all of them. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Chapter 14, verse 41. You, my son, daughter, brother, sister, you want to get married, those of us who are married, newly married, married for many decades, always beg Allah, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and children and offspring that are the coolness of the eyes. So in that way, they all, may Allah, will make it easy for us and protect us from the party of shaitan. يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. Their aim is to cause separation between husband and wife. Allah forbid.
Mufti Sahib, whilst fasting, can someone who has a blocked nose due to the flu steam his face, and would this invalidate his fast?
Remember that any medication through the mouth, through the nose, through the back passage for male and female will nullify and break the fast. So now you have a flu, you have some symptoms or whatever, so now whilst you are fasting, you want to take, you must remember, some steam, you want to take some medication, and it will go through your nose, your nostrils, and so forth. So all that will then break the fast, and one qaza will be compulsory. So therefore, we should abstain from that. What you can do is this, that you go to your doctor and tell him or her, they must administer and give you an injection, whether it is on the arm, on the hand, or whether it is on the buttocks. Remember, that is fine, and your fast will be valid. So look for the badil, look for the alternative that will not break your fast. So injection is a perfect example, and in that way your fast will be valid, and it is quickly you will feel better also, with the help and mercy of Allah. Whenever you are feeling down and sick and ill, read Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu. Every Muslim is supposed to learn Surah Fatiha, the first chapter of the Noble Quran, 7 verses, and that's compulsory to learn, because we have to recite it in our salat, our namaz, our prayer. So read it in 7 verses, and read it 7 times, and blow on yourself. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala will grant you shifa and complete cure and a speedy recovery, inshallah.
Ameen. Mufti Sahib, if one has to read the same surah a few times, does one have to recite the tasmiyah every time one begins the surah?
It's better, but not compulsory. For example, I'm reading now, my cousin cousin passed away, Aslam Hussein, there in Potter's room. So there on Thursday, so I went for the funeral. So now I'm reading by the grave. So I read Qul Huwallah and I read it thrice. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. So every time I read Bismillah, so that Sunnah is better. But if a person does not read the Bismillah and he just read وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ سَمَدْ, so that will be permissible. But obviously best to repeat and to reread the Bismillah, so that will be highly meritorious and desirable.
Mufti Sahib, on the question of tafsir, kindly advise us how we can obtain the tafsir that Mufti Sahib delivers after Zohar on, I think, from Monday to Wednesday. Mufti Sahib, are we correct?
Remember that with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's help and mercy, we say Hada min Fadli Rabbi, that this is only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Today I mentioned there in Darul Zakaria this morning, Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَلَّمَ, the best of you are those people who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. So there is a Rawi, a reporter mentioned there in the chain of transmission, and his name Abu Abdurrahman Sulami Rahimahullah. He states himself, أَقَدَنِي هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ فِي هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ, this hadith made me sit here and teach Quran Sharif to my students. So the ulama, the shurah, the commentators of the hadith, they calculated. If you take the beginning of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala in his time, and to the ending of Hajjaj bin Yusuf's time when he, Abu Abdurrahman Sulami, passed away, it was 72 years. And if you take the ending of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's rule, and you take the beginning of Hajjaj bin Yusuf, then it is 38 years. So if you just take the average and in between is 55 years. So I spoke of Hazrat Maulana Ismail Katrada Rahimahullah teaching Quran Sharif for 55 years. All our ulama, our brothers, our sisters, Haji Musa Manjra and so many others passed away. And our Maulana Ismail Salaji, our graduates, our students from Darul Newcastle passing away in Sajda. So all may Allah grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. So Alhamdulillah, 2001 we started the tafsir, and it was now in this month here, January 22nd of January 2001, with all Almighty Allah's help. And 2009 we completed the Quran Sharif, 2009 we started and then finished 2014, and the third one was 2014 to 2019. Now what we have done, all with the mercy of Almighty Allah, we can never praise Allah enough, never thank Allah enough. Allahumma laka shukru kullu, wa laka alhamdu kullu. So in the morning with Mona Arafat, with Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein, Almighty Allah reward all of them, making all the sacrifices, waking up so early. So in the morning, tomorrow, Mona Arafat's program will start at 4 o'clock. Adhan will be 4:15 from tomorrow, inshallah. Then 4:25 or so, I will start in the morning. So there we are busy with Surah Tawbah, mashallah. And we just finished now chapter 9, verse 80. So tomorrow will be chapter 9, verse 81. So that is in the morning. So this is Monday to Saturday. Every day, 5-10 minutes, we do tafsir. And then the Q&A in the morning before Fajr, mashallah, Allah accept. Then Monday to Wednesday, mashallah, we are busy there with Surah Hajj. So that is Monday to Wednesday. But 1:30 to 2 is daily, every day of the week, Monday to Sunday, Sunday to Sunday, however you want to count it. So Alhamdulillah, if you heard today's tafsir, before the Q&A, we just finished Surah Ali Imran, and that was verse 200 that you heard now. So what I did this morning with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, I have to thank my brother Tobela, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, reward him, and God guide him to the truth also. So now, and my brother Tobela is here, Allah guide him also to the truth and bless him. So nevertheless, so he took the all three surahs, Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Al-Imran, and he made it into one podcast, and we sent it out. So now in your leisure time, you can listen to the tafsir of Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, and Surah Al-Imran. So tomorrow, inshallah, 1:30, so Surah Nisa will start, verses 1 to 5, inshallah. So that is how we are going on. So at three different times, we do the tafsir from different places. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not only to finish the Quran Sharif. The aim is to finish our life till our last breath, that we are connected to the Quran Sharif, reading the Quran Sharif, teaching the Quran Sharif, teaching the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiu alim. Oh beloved Allah, accept this humble broken effort of ours, ya Allah.
Mufti Sahib, which is the sunnah day to visit the Qabristan?
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man zara qabra abawayya aw ahadihima yawm al-jumu'ah, ghufira lahu wa kutiba barra. Whosoever visits the graves of both his parents or one of them, provided that they passed away with Islam and Iman. We can't go to a non-Muslim's grave or cemetery or graveyard. That's totally haram. Surah 9 verse 84. Chapter 9 verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. You cannot pray for any non-Muslim. You cannot stand and go to their grave. So this is clearly enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran. Chapter 9 verse 84. So here in this hadith mentioned in Bayhaqi Mishkat Sharif, you visit the graves of both your parents or one of them on a Friday, you, the son, you will be S-O-N, you will be forgiven, and it will be written that you are a pious son. You did not forget your parents even after their demise. You ladies, you read from your home and remember, La'anallahu zairatil kubur, La'anallahu zawaratil kubur. Allah Ta'ala curses the females who go to the graveyard and cemetery. And all these ahadith you will find in Sunan Nasai. And I told you before also, one day Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking in the opposite direction, his beloved, his lovely, saying, most beloved child and daughter, Sayyida Fatima, she is Sayyidatu Nisai Ahalil Jannah, the lady who will be the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, was walking in the opposite direction. From where are you coming, my beloved daughter? She said, Ya Abiyati, beloved father, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved father, somebody passed away. I went to sympathize and offer condolences. You went to the graveyard? No, I didn't go. Oh Ummah, oh esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, oh esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah, listen carefully. Khan call kar suno. Listen carefully. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing his beloved daughter. Had you gone to the graveyard, you would land up in Jahannam, in the hellfire. Allah forbid, we say, Aliyadu billah. The hadith, if you want reference, go open Sunan Nasai. So therefore, for women, not permissible. So we, the men, make it part of our routine. That you are in Durban, your parents are buried there. So whenever possible, go on a Friday in the morning, after Jummah, after Asr, anytime. So mashallah, if you can't do so every Friday, every second Friday, once a month, whenever is possible, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, how many minutes after sunset can the Isha Salah be read?
Remember, nowadays in South Africa, we have the curfew. So now curfew kicks in at 9 o'clock. So people in Durban, Johannesburg, Hammanskraal, and all of them want to know what time is the earliest time that we can read our Isha Salah. So remember, it's very easy. Just remember this principle, this usul, and then you will understand it. So when the sun has set, the entire disk of the sun is has disappeared. So the Maghrib time starts at that time. So you give the Adhan, perform your Maghrib Salat. Then look around and you will see there's redness on the horizon. So Nurihim Ayatina Fil Afaq. Almighty Allah states, we show them our signs, our symbols on the horizon. Subhanallah, night time, first you will see redness, then you see whiteness, and then you see darkness. If you look Fajr time, it's the total reverse. First is darkness, then is whiteness, and that is redness, and then is sunrise. Who can do that? Only you, Ya Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, Fatabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqeen. How much we thank Allah for His ever recurring bounties, which He is showering upon us. So you perform your Maghrib Salat after sunset, then you look at the horizon. Once the redness disappears and the whiteness just starts, remember Isha time is in. So in normal places where you have sunrise, sunset, I'm not speaking of abnormal time zones, so after 75-80 minutes that normally happens, let's just take for example 7 o'clock is sunset, so 8:20, 8:25 you give Adhan, 8:30, 8:35 you have your Isha. So that is the fatwa of all four schools, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis and Hanafis. If you want the Hanafis fatwa, open Ahsanul Fatawa. But Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad, we met him many a time, considered one of the great, great scholars of Pakistan, student of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. So once the redness disappears and the whiteness starts, finish. You will see timetables today that they will tell you that time only starts at 8:35 or so. They are actually practicing on the fatwa, the verdict of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. So when you want Bayanul Mazahib, you want the verdict of the different schools. So the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, two prominent and greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, sahibain, they say once the redness disappears, finish Isha time has started. And only Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, from the four schools state, you have to wait for the whiteness to disappear, and then Isha time starts. So the fatwa is not on that. More so now when we have all these circumstances. So remember that once the whiteness starts, the redness disappears, you give your Adhan, you read your Sunnats, and thereafter Isha, totally permissible. There's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, is there a hadith with regard to the four qualities to look for in a spouse?
100% is authentic hadith. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad. You, my brother, you bursting with energy, and now you want that beautiful damsel in this world. You want al-mar'atu saliha. But what do our youth look for? Limaliha. He say, me, I'm not rich, so let me go look for a rich lady. So at least me, I can get something out of there. You see? So maliha, for her wealth. Then he wants to look, wali jamaliha, she must be a paragon of beauty. Blonde hair, green eyes, and smiling, lucky lips, and all these type of things, you see? So you must remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about mal, the wealth and the assets. Jamaliha, her beauty, and wali hasabiha. The person says, me, I'm a nonentity, nobody know me, let me get married to the higher strata of society. I also want to become famous. I also want name and fame. So there's a third thing people look at. And fourth one, Habibuna rahmatulil alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walidiniha, fazfar bidhati deen. And that is what you must give preference to. Her deen, her piety, her religious convictions, and is she with the correct beliefs. Today we have so many people who claim they are Muslims, but where they got anything to do with Islam? They're totally out of the fold of Islam. So look for a lady who belongs to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and she must have piety, she must have taqwa. She must have a noble and great character. How will you know all this? So tell your mother, your sister, all that to investigate and so forth. But the problem today, just today, just today, this morning I was there in Darul Zakaria, a lady phoned me and so forth and said, this was not after the majlis, and said that this lady just married 3-4 months or so, and endless problems and so forth. She's already gone home. She doesn't want to go back. She wants out of this marriage. So if you look, I don't know who's the family, nothing. People just phone and ask and what have you. So I'm telling you that if you ask the boy, why you got married? It's either Maliha, he said, it's a rich family. Marukam take you, that my job is done. You know what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Oh, you, the boy is the man. When you marry the lady for Maliha, for her wealth, innama azallahu Allah, Allah will disgrace you. So when we go with a tainted, polluted motive, that is what happens. Wali jamaliha. So today you are now over, you are blown away with her beauty and so forth. Tomorrow, after 1-2 years, she will give birth. Her slum and trim and everything will change. Her beauty is just temporary and everything changes then. And wali hasabiha. People want to get married in the higher strata of society. But Allah Ta'ala, He disgraces who He wants. He gives honor to who He wants. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to who He wants. He disgraces who He wants. فَصْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّين. O Muslim, son, daughter, my brother, my sister, look at deen. Your wealth, Allah will give you according to your taqdeer, whatever you Allah has decreed for you. So, الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا mata. Listen, listen, my young brothers and sons. This dunya is mata, that Allah wants you must take benefit from it. What is the best thing you can take benefit? وَخَيْرُ مَتَاءِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. Subhanallah. Who could teach humanity this? Only Mustafa, rahmatul lil alameen, alayhi salatu wasalam. The best provision, the best thing you can take benefit from is a pious lady. She will reform you. She will bring about akhlaq, good character. She will bring a make tarbiyah. She will nurture and train the children, and they will have that Islamic identity, and they will never sell Islam, and they'll never apologize and compromise because of Islam. So today we are the guilty ones. We look at the wealth, we look at the beauty, we look at name and fame, and then the marriage don't last. So remember this, so that our fault, because our intention is so tainted, polluted. Therefore, daily, my young brothers, young sisters, you are not married, so turn to Allah. 2 rakat salat today before Asr salat, read 2 rakats. After Maghrib, read 2 rakats. After Isha, read 2 rakats. Once a day, at least read 2 rakats and say, Ya Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrat. Oh Allah, grant that such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. If husband wife click, you know they use the word click. Click means that the husband wife, their hearts are united. There's unity of thought. You both going in the same direction. Then it becomes a bed of roses and Jannah. And you don't click, then it becomes a bed of thorns and you see Jahannam. You see spark, you You'll see the stars daytime also. You will see the sparks flying daytime also. So Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Always beg Allah for a good wife, good husband, inshallah.
I mean, Jazakallahu khairan for that, Mufti Sahib. Well, that brings us to the end of the first 30 minutes of this afternoon's Q&A program. After the break, we continue.